entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 83. I'm Ruben.
And I'm Layton, and it is Sunday, November 30th, 2014.
This is after all our Thanksgiving time with the family. It's been good and fun, but now we're back, getting ready to go back to work. Are you ready to go back to work tomorrow, Layton?
No.
I'm not either. I need a buffer from family to when I start my normal life again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, Ruben.
We got some topics here to discuss. Starting off with, we're mostly going to talk about topics of things at Thanksgiving.
Right.
One thing that this was not a tradition in our family.
What?
Was Grandpa reading from his diary.
Yeah, he read from his diary.
And it was really cool. It was back when he was 23 years old.
This is the first diary that he'd ever written.
Yeah. And which I don't know when it would have been. What was the year it happened? We could do the math, because also what happened this weekend was his 80th birthday.
Right.
So let's do the math.
He's
80 years old.
And he was 23.
Yeah. So subtract 80 from 23. Do you know what that is?
No.
I'll tell you.
Tell me, Ruben.
57.
57. So it was 1957?
No, because we're in 2015.
Yep.
Or 2014. So now we go
2014 minus 57.
Yeah. All right. Oh, my, that's not right.
It's not right, Ruben.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is weird. It was 1957.
Okay. I don't know how numbers work, but... 1957.
That doesn't make sense. I did 2014 minus 57, and it says 1957.
57 plus 57 is 2014.
Okay, fine.
It just so happens that...
That's weird.
57 years ago,
yeah.
It was 1957.
It's late. Well, actually, it's not even that late. It's only 7:30.
Yeah,
it just feels like it's late.
This weekend has taken its toll.
Yeah, me too.
I've got turkey hangover.
Yeah. Right. So I'm glad we got that figured out.
Yep.
He read from 1957.
Yeah. And he talked about buying a full breakfast and a cup of coffee for 60 cents.
And later he talked about getting a bowl of soup, something else, and a drink for about the same amount, 60 cents.
Yeah. And then he bought
a hamburger and a soup and, yeah, some drink.
He bought an alarm clock. For $4.
He stayed at a hotel for a night for $4.
Yeah.
Did you think it was strange that he kept track of the money
yes.
he spent?
Like, right now, I'm not keeping track of I bought an app for 99 cents. Whoa, that's expensive. Actually, I did buy an app for $20 off the Cydia store. But that's coming later in our tech tip.
That's right. That was a good teaser. But it was cool just hearing from Grandpa's past and his diary. And, I actually started writing a diary.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, I still obviously have it.
Would you call it more of a journal than a diary?
I don't know what the difference is.
I don't either.
I just wrote about things that happened and my emotions.
Ooh. Well, I would say a journal is more personal.
Okay.
And a diary is this is a memoir of the things that I want the public to know.
So after when they're writing your biography, they have your record.
Right.
Because I would not want to read what I have written down in public or even in private.
Yeah, I would.
Well, I'm saying I'm fine reading it, but I wouldn't want other people to read it.
Even if it was just people that you personally know
yeah.
on a real personal level. Yeah, I would call that a journal.
Okay. Have you ever done something like that?
No. I mean, I've written things about my past, but not every single day I'm going to sit down and...
Well, it doesn't need to be every day. It could be every week or every...
At the end of the week, you...
Recap.
Do a recap. That's what this podcast is, Ruben. This podcast...
Much more happens than what you share on the podcast.
Well, yes, but this is like the highlights. This is like my exciting diary. This is audio logs.
This is your the Facebook version of your week.
This is the Facebook version
this
of
this is what you're willing to post on Facebook. Like, things that you talk about are things you'd be willing to post on Facebook.
Yeah, but you're I would not... also say, like, some people, they post things on Facebook that's like,
That's why I said you and not just anybody.
Yeah. So I feel like that needs to be clarified.
Yeah. Another one of the traditions in our family is the annual laser tag.
Yes.
Now, I actually skipped out this year.
Why, Ruben? Why would you do such a thing?
I just didn't want to go.
Why? Well, why did you just felt like it wasn't worth driving to Fort Wayne in a bus full of your cousins that you want to spend time with?
That's part of it. Another part of it is that I woke up. It was early in the morning.
Did you stay up late the night before?
Yeah, way too late.
I mean, yeah, but that's like part of the Thanksgiving experience.
Now, I should be asleep now just to get ready for tomorrow. I should be at bed at 9 o'clock on Sunday night to be ready for 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
No, for tomorrow you wanna morning.
Sleep? I need 11 hours of sleep. That's what you need, Ruben. 11 hours of sleep.
You're wow. Mad. You mean, yeah, I guess 11. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're planning on being in bed at 9.
But the laser how tag, did the laser tag go?
It went okay. For some reason, my one cousin, his girl, Vicky, she got first place every single round.
And how is this possible?
I don't know. She
the way the scoring works, there's several different stations,
yeah,
and you get a lot of points if you go in and shoot the other team's station
base. Yeah.
Did she do that?
She did not. She actually stayed in her base all three rounds.
And she just got points by tagging.
Yeah.
The other opposition.
Right. And so what happens is when you get tagged, your vest and gun deactivate for 8 seconds. As she said, what she did was she would have a whole bunch of people in her base that were trying to shoot her base, and she's trying to defend it. And she would just kind of crouch in a corner. And then she would, like, shoot, like, four or five people, okay, tag them all. Mm-hmm. They'd all deactivate. And then when she would keep track of the first person that she tagged then, and then as soon as that person's vest activated, then she'd shoot it again, and then she'd be able to, like, just kind of go down the line. And so she would just repeatedly tag players and just kind of farming them for points. And yeah, she got first all three games.
That is a recipe for success in laser tag.
And in comparison, I was third out of, I think we had 38 total mm-hmm. people playing. 38 host settlers tagging each other. What could be more fun?
Did you ever win any of the games?
I mean, like my team?
Your team.
My team won the first game. And then the yellow team won the second game, and then the blue team won the third game.
Okay.
And it's rare that the blue team wins because they have the worst positioned base.
Yeah. Anything else happen that you want to share?
Yes. So, my uncle Kevin, he's been on the podcast before. The one game, he was getting a little bit frustrated. He was on the yellow team, I believe, and I'm on the red. So, obviously, we're on opposing sides. And he walks into our red base, and there's like three red guys defending the base. And he's just getting so frustrated at the fact that every time he's trying to shoot our base, we tag him, and then his vest deactivates. He can never get it.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is he warns us. Is like, if you guys don't leave this base, I'm going to fart in here. And we're like, whatever. We shoot his vest, and then he goes on his merry way. And then he comes back, and then he kind of does this thing where he raises his right leg at a 90-degree angle, and then with his left leg, he bends it. Like, so it's just slightly bent at a 120-degree angle. And he does that about twice. And like, there's music playing and everything. And I think he's just faking. Like, that's just Uncle Kevin. Crazy Uncle Kevin. Yeah. And then he goes on his merry way again. And then pretty soon, it's like, oh, this stench fills the base. And we're losing our morale, Ruben. We don't want to defend a stinky base. And just when...
Did anybody, rally the troops to, you know, like, imagining, like, Lord of the Rings, you know, before the final battle,
mm-hmm.
Aragorn's out there in front of the other men and horses, yelling,
right.
Raising his sword in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody do that?
Yeah. So what I did was I turned towards the other two, and I'm kind of plucking my nose while I say this. I turn towards them, and I say, "For Frodo." And then we go charging out towards Kevin. No, there was no rallying necessary because just when we were about to lose heart, the round ended and okay. We were able to leave
so
our
you
post.
Were saved by the bell.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
Okay. Fun times.
Yeah.
Something else that happens every year: birthday.
Birthdays happen every year.
Yeah, Grandpa's 80th birthday.
The 80th one.
Was this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
So we celebrated that. You and I were in charge of scooping out ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we did. I think you did a good job.
It ended up...
I think
you were supposed to take the first person.
Right.
The way the table was set up. But it ended up that I usually took the first person.
Right.
Because either I jumped the gun and said, "Do you want some ice cream?" Or you failed to
initiate the question
yeah,
of
yeah.
This thing that I have in this bucket, do you want it?
Yeah.
And yeah. There was a man who kind of made a comment to you.
Oh, yeah. You can say it.
I feel, well, it's so blatant. And it's... Yeah, I would call it rude. If I were you, I'd be mad.
Especially because I don't know him. He doesn't know me.
It seemed like he knows no such thing as common courtesy.
Well, let's just share it.
Okay.
It's okay.
So this old guy comes over to our table. He has his plate of food.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked him, "Hey, you want some ice cream?" And he's like, "Yeah, I guess." Oh, and just to give a brief description of what this guy looked like. He looks like an old version of George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's got the nose. It's crazy.
Starting to bald head a little bit.
A little bit. But he looks like, you know, a nice enough gentleman.
Yeah. Which is why this was so surprising.
Right. So you ask him, "Do you want some ice cream?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." And then our Uncle Ken.
I think it was Ken.
He's like, "Gene, do you know who this is? This is Ruben." And he points over towards Ruben. "This is Larry's son." And Gene, George W. Bush.
Who we don't know. Layton and I do not
know.
Yeah,
we don't know him
at
all.
I don't know how well Ken knows him either. But
yeah, he just turns over towards Ruben. He's like, "Oh, well, you're not near as skinny as your dad."
And then I was just getting ready to say, "You're not as skinny as my dad either." Or, "You're not as skinny as Larry either."
That would have been
because
a good
it was
comeback.
True. He had a little bit of a gut on him.
He had a gut.
But before I could say that, Ken wrestled him on out along the way.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to have a comeback.
Yeah. And like before you were about ready to like jump across the table and grab him by the scruff of his neck, and I held you back like, "Ruben, no, it's Grandpa's birthday party."
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Because that, yeah, would have been too much of a scene.
It would have ruined the grandpa's night.
Mm-hmm.
It'd have been sad.
Right. Anything else about
the party?
Yeah.
You
know, I learned something new.
What did you learn?
I didn't know that Grandpa had two sisters that had passed away at a pretty young age.
Wait, he had two?
Yes.
I thought it was just one.
Well, the one was mentally handicapped, his older sister.
Oh, okay.
And she died when 11 or 12.
Okay.
But then he had a younger sister that was in a car accident.
Okay, I know that one. Yeah. It's Katie.
All right. What?
I was just after this whole weekend. Oh, there was two.
Did you learn anything else at the birthday party that was interesting that we can share that won't
defraud or offend any of our family members?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think there was much more that would be interesting to the listeners at the birthday party other than the fact, thank you. If you came, thank you for coming.
Yeah. We were a little, we weren't too excited about this.
Yeah.
Because it was at our Thanksgiving and then these outsiders were going to be visiting.
Yeah.
But it ended up being fine.
Yeah. And most of them actually were hostetlers.
Yeah.
And like were actually related to us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, their family, you can't turn away family, Ruben, mm-hmm. no matter how much you don't want them there.
Your dad. Oh, sorry. Before we get to your dad.
Yeah, before we get to him.
We also have started a tradition of line dancing.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. Can you tell me, what is the difference between line dancing and just regular barnyard dancing?
I don't know.
Or dancing that happens in a barn.
Dancing like, that happens.
Yeah, like I'm thinking like country style dancing.
Am I
saying something that doesn't make sense? Do you know what I mean?
I would say barnyard dancing. I don't know what. No, I actually don't know what you mean. But well, what I'm imagining.
I guess I don't know either.
I'm
just imagining people are out in a barn dancing.
Right.
That's.
I would say line dancing is organized, is dancing in an organized way to where not everyone's just doing their own like little two-step thing.
Okay.
But they're actually like all synchronized and making sure that they are following the correct pattern in perfect sequence. I don't know. Yeah. That's what I would call line dancing. I mean, it's not, yeah. I would say it's not near as complicated as like salsa dancing or like the rumba.
Yeah.
Or the tango or the waltz. What?
You're kind of sore from that, aren't you?
My calves are killing me. And we went salsa dancing. We went line dancing. That was two nights ago already. And my calves are still sore. Ruben. That's all I can say about that. They're still sore.
Well, let's move on to your dad.
Yeah.
He seemed, unlike your tight muscles, your dad seemed much more loose this weekend.
Unlike my tight muscles.
He was cracking jokes.
Yeah.
Sputting and just being ornery.
Like a regular Yoder.
What has changed in with him since the past years?
I don't think much has changed, except for the fact that he's gotten older. And I think he's just coming to the point where, like, you know what? He's just going to try to make sure that everyone has a good time. I mean, he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think he's doing it for the benefit of others.
Yeah.
Because others do benefit.
Oh, yeah.
At the cost of one. Which, I mean, is totally worth the price. That's a good deal.
I don't want to bring this down, but that's what sacrifices were.
Yeah.
So...
that's what family's all about. Sacrifice.
All right. So let's get on to the tech tip.
Yeah.
And some tech problems. We had some problems. We were playing a lot of Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to connect. Had serious issues with that.
Are we ready to actually move on to the tech tip?
Yeah.
Because
we
I also
got strikes and spares.
Strikes and spares. Do you want to save that
for
after?
I was going to do that later.
Okay. All right. Teaser.
Teaser. Yeah. Yeah, and then we also played some really fun games from Gary's Mod. We've talked about it before. Basically,
yeah.
There's mini games inside Gary's Mod. If you do an internet search, you can find out how to do it. But we had some serious problems this weekend. And it seems that no matter how much internet is available, there's always more that we could use.
Right.
And we did really increase our internet capacity from previous years.
Thanks.
By like 3 or 4 times the amount.
and it's still it did
fine when I was on the computer. The only issue that I had was when we were trying to do the multiplayer games.
Right.
So there's not really a tech tip there. It's just more a complaint. But you have a tech tip.
I do.
About your iPhone.
I do. If you're a guy like me who somehow has managed to keep on with Verizon's unlimited data, it is totally worth taking the time to jailbreak your iPhone. And it's actually really easy. What do you call that? Redmond's Pie?
Yeah. Redmond Pie.
Redmond Pie.
Check out their website, and they have tutorials on there.
Yeah, and it's super easy, and I didn't run into any issues. There was no point in time where I was like...
A couple times you asked me some questions.
If you follow the guide to the T, you should be fine.
And why did you end up asking me some questions?
What questions did I ask?
I don't even remember. It was something about, does a springboard, does it reload every time?
Well, I didn't even know what a springboard was.
Well, I'm still not sure.
Okay. Oh, dear. And that's your tech tip. No. But yeah, no, and mainly the reason I say that is because if you jailbreak your iPhone, you can then get an app that you can pay $20 for to unlock your personal hotspot on your phone.
And is it better than the default Wi-Fi hotspot?
No.
Why not?
Because, Ruben, there's this thing called continuity. You're making fun of me.
I'm making fun of you.
Why? But it's cool. Continuity says...
First off, you better explain what is continuity.
What is continuity? Apple has come up with this term called continuity, and it basically defines all the things that you can do by having both a Mac OS computer and an iPhone.
Or iPad,
iOS device.
Yeah.
And one of those things that it can do, if you have both of these things, is you can just go onto your Mac or any kind of Mac OS device. You can click on the Wi-Fi symbol, mm-hmm. and if your phone is nearby, you can say, turn on my mobile hotspot. Mm-hmm. And because I just jailbroke my iPhone instead of paying $30 a month extra for Verizon.
You paid a one-time $20 fee.
I paid a one-time $20 fee as opposed to a repeated $30 a month fee.
For fewer gigabytes.
Just for this, what?
Yeah, you'd also be off the unlimited.
Oh, I don't, maybe. Actually, you might be right.
Yeah.
You might be right. But anyways, it's one-time fee. But because I didn't pay Verizon to unlock something that is built into my phone, it's hardware that I paid for, I can't tell my computer to turn on my phone's hotspot, Ruben.
So instead you need
to go into
an app.
You
have to open up your phone first and click on an app. No, but when you said that I'm just doing what's in my phone's hardware.
Yeah. That is a part of my phone's hardware.
I agree. I was so annoyed at my little brother, Nicholas.
What about it?
Who was giving you a crow about, you're breaking the law.
Yeah, jailbreaking's illegal. I know for a fact.
I hate when young people...
don't know what they're talking about.
Well, and for that matter, anybody doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But thinks they know and feels that the need to express it with everyone else.
But yeah, by the way, jailbreaking is not illegal. Just to clarify that.
Yeah.
It was taken to court. And the judges ruled that people can do whatever they want. I mean, it is risky. You are losing something.
I wouldn't do it for someone else just because of the risk of...
having to buy them a new iPhone.
Unless
it does void your warranty with Apple. But
your warranty is only like for 1 year anyway.
Yeah.
Unless you get Apple Care, then it's for two.
Apple kill? Apple kill?
Don't use what I just said. This is one of those things
Ruben said, I'm talking about the French Pest podcast, and they said that as long as I have Apple Care, I can jump on my phone, I'll be fine. Come on.
No, I said you can't. I said that. I'm sure that will void it. AppleCare as well.
Oh, like, but even if you bought AppleCare before?
But it'd be tough for them to even know if you jailbroke it or not.
Yeah.
Because if you can reset it to factory settings, do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't, then they probably won't be able to tell it's jailbroken.
So you just have to break it enough so that they can't. So if you
I would not do that either.
If you jailbreak your phone and then you drop it and crack the screen.
Drop it again.
Drop it.
Until the screen doesn't turn on at all.
Yeah. And then just go in. Yeah, I accidentally dropped my phone like 40 times.
Make sure that.
In a row.
Make sure that it doesn't turn on at all.
Yeah. Like,
because they could plug in their diagnostics and possibly see.
Yeah. Accidentally take a meat grinder to it. I accidentally dropped it 40 times and then.
We were making meatloaf. And
we were making meatloaf. And like just like we were making. My hands were slippery from handling the meat and stuffing it into the meat grinder. And then I just got a call and I pick up my iPhone and just as I'm like, I drag my thumb across the screen, it like, I lose grip of it and then it just falls right into the meat grinder. And yeah, I missed that call. Thanks, Apple. Yeah, so, that's that. I think we pretty much covered everything as far as jailbreaking.
Yeah.
So number one, the reason I did it was the hotspot. I can get my hotspot for free now. And number two, you can do like some minor critiques as far as customizing your phone then.
Mm-hmm. did Strikes and Spares, what happened?
Oh, okay.
What happened with you guys there? And Strikes and Spares is a place you go to bowl, and I think they have a go-kart arena.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
while I was watching Notre Dame get destroyed against USC,
mm-hmm.
Leighton and some of the young cousins went to Strikes and Spares instead.
There was eight of us total. Eight hostellers walking to Strikes and Spares.
Was there any kind of was it an easy decision to go or did you spend
We spent quite time, a bit of time deciding.
What was like, the other option?
Going to see a movie. But there was like, I was like, I was done going to, I wanted to do something recreational, but something that still costs money. You can play basketball for free. And that just annoyed me. So I was like, well, we could go-karting or mini golf.
Or
bowling.
Bowling.
All
right. So.
And so what I do, I call up Strikes and Spares like, hey, and this was at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Call him up and said, hey, how late are you guys open? Till 1 a.m.
Who stays up that late?
I know. This was on a...
Friday night.
This was on Friday night, yeah. So I drive your parents' vehicle, mm-hmm. and I actually do an amazing job. But you know how young teenagers are.
They all think they know so much.
And you're just always complaining like, oh, you're going so slow and... Oh, you could have totally gotten through that yellow light yet. And
at what point do we turn around as mature people and just slap someone?
When you turn 80.
did you see something that I didn't see?
Well, I would love to see my grandpa.
I would love to see grandpa slap one of my cousins.
Yep, yeah. One of the grandchildren.
We should make that a tradition.
Yep. Anyways, so I drove, and we got there safely. There was no cop pulled us over, okay? And there was no time frame. There was nothing that we were late for.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the rush? Enjoy the drive. Ah, ungrateful hostellers. Anyways, we get there, and we're like, okay, let's do mini golfing first. And there was actually – the problem is, though, we all – wore our coats.
Okay.
And like, it's so annoying carrying a coat in one arm and like trying to putt-putt.
Mm.
And like, it gets in the way.
So the putt-putting was inside.
It was inside. It was indoor putt-putting.
Okay.
And it was really.
That must be pretty lame.
It was a tiny. It was kind of cool though because it had black lights and they used a lot of, fluorescent paint.
Okay.
I don't know what the name for it would be, but it's
black
activated.
Black lights make stand out.
Yes, okay. Exactly. And so it looked neat, even though if you would have like had normal lights in there, it would have been like, this is the trashiest little dump of a place I've ever seen. But yeah, we went mini golfing. Actually, we went through the course twice because there were only 9 holes total. And we felt like, hey, come on, this is pathetic. We deserve 18 holes. So we just got to the end. And then rather than doing the last thing that catches your ball, we just went through it all again.
Okay.
And I think I won the first 9 holes. But the second time, I totally botched it up. I don't know what happened. And there was actually a birthday party that was going on. Like, they, Strikes and Sparrows host birthday parties for like kids and stuff. And so they actually
this was actually Saturday night, by the way.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Because our birthday party was Friday night.
Yes,
I just remembered.
Yes,
but yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
There was a birthday party going on, and actually, all the little kids, there were these little hooks that were by the tables that these kids, they weren't sitting at the time. I'm guessing they were off bowling or go-karting or something, but they were all away and only one parent was there just watching all the gifts and the cake and the coats.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, you know what? She looks trustworthy. We'll hang our coats with the rest of these little kids' coats and just, you know, hope that no one comes around snooping and stealing our coats mm-hmm. away, because this isn't a public place anyone can walk in. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad for the people that are listening to this podcast because, like, my voice is going away. anyways, so we putt-putt, and then after that, we decide, you know what? Let's go go-karting. So we go up to the counter, and we buy
How long did you putt-putt, like, time frame?
Maybe
from
45 minutes.
You got there at 6, or you left at 6?
We left at 6, I would say.
Okay.
Okay. Are you, like, entering that in?
No. Go ahead.
Okay.
I just got an interesting tweet.
Ruben, you need to pay attention to the podcast. we go up to the counter. We decide we want to buy 2 tickets for go-karts each so that we can ride it twice, have a session of riding twice.
Okay.
And there's 8 of us. So we get in line, and we stood in line for at least a half hour. I mean, it was a long line. Oh.
How do you have patience for that? I have zero patience for stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, you don't have any patience. But for me, you know, I'm a family man, Ruben. And so I decided, you know what? Just as long as I'm spending time with family, whether it's standing in line or putt-putting, I'm going to enjoy it. Just talking with family. I'm so family-oriented. And so that took quite a while. And then when we finally got up to the where we were next, we actually had to split our group up into 4 and 4 rather than all 8 of us going at once because they only do 6 go-karts at a time.
Okay.
And rather than doing 6 and only 2, we went 4 and 4. And they were okay with that. But we asked them, hey, you know, we bought tickets. We bought 2 tickets. And so we were wondering if, like, you could just, like, let us do the equivalent of 2 rides in 1 session.
Okay.
Let us do that number of laps.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. And we did not want to wait in line.
Otherwise, you have to wait in line again.
Yep. And so we were like, okay, I guess we'll just make someone's day. And these tickets were like $5.50. Okay. I think.
Why did you buy 2 tickets right away?
Well, because we were like, one isn't going to be enough.
Okay.
I mean, because you know how wholesalers are. If one is good, 2 is better. she's like stereotyping wholesalers. Whatever. And so he's like, no. He's like, well, okay, well, then I guess we could just give them away, whatever, the other tickets that we're not going to use. So 4 of them go. And I'm part of the second group. It's going to wait.
Okay.
So I'm watching the first group go. And there was this one, I think he was like Hispanic kid. He was like, you know, there were 2 riders that weren't a part of our group.
Okay.
That were just in there.
Oh, okay.
Because there was 4 and 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this kid, he would always like, there was a final stretch. Okay. There was like a long stretch. Right before you cross the finish line or whatever. And there isn't actually any finish line, but I'm as far as just laps, whatever. It's the final stretch, and it does a 90-degree turn. The rest of the turns are, like, actually, like, U-turns, basically.
Okay.
And so he does this thing where he goes way on the outside of the track as he's approaching this 90-degree turn. And, like, he waits until after his the back of his go-kart has completely cleared the 90-degree wall. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he drives past the edge of the wall rather than trying to turn it tight.
Mm-hmm.
And so he waits till it's all the way past, and then right when it is past, his hind end is past the corner of the turn, he then yanks his wheel down.
Okay.
And, like, does a 90-degree turn in a split second.
Okay.
And just whips it. Just whips it. And he does this every single time.
And why does this matter?
He just likes it. It matters because when you
As far as speed, I get why it matters as far as that he's not being as fast as he could be.
Right.
But was it a problem for the other drivers?
When Roshan is trying to pass him on the inside of the corner, and he's still just wanting to whip it. Instead, what he does, instead of a 90-degree turn, he does a thing where maybe like, what's less than 90 degrees? Like a 120-degree turn, because Roshan is getting T-boned by this guy. Okay. Like, just whips it right into Roshan, who's trying to pass him. Just
And so what did the guy, like the guy in charge of the ride say?
Well, the guy, he never said anything at all, ever.
Okay.
But there was a rule. There's no bumping. Okay?
These are not bumper cars.
These are go-karts. If you bump, you don't go. Duh. And there's not... Reckless driving is not encouraged.
Was it fun?
It was fun. But this guy, the guy who was controlling the ride, he actually had control of, like, I'm pretty sure the speed of each individual.
No.
Go-kart, yeah.
Did he slow the kid down?
I think he might have, because it seemed like everyone was passing him then.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Oh, that is funny.
That is funny, but he would still whip it, like, just, every time he get to that turn.
He should have just really slowed him down when he got close to the turn.
Just make him mad. And then, like, he thinks, you know, he's calculating, okay, right when I'm at this point, I can whip it.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it takes a little bit longer to get there. So he whips it too soon, and then whips it right into the corner. That would be funny. That would be great.
That would be awesome.
But me...
How did you do?
I didn't do too well. Bronson cut me off in the one corner, and then that made me lose a lot of momentum, and I couldn't catch up with him again. So I was... While everyone else was kind of on the one side of the track, I was on the other half of the track. So I was basically driving go-kart by myself.
At least you had a good view. You could see what was going on within the leaders.
I could. But yeah. So after that's all said and done, let's fast forward to the end of the go-kart races.
Okay.
And we're like, no, we're not standing in line again. I had the bright idea. You know what? I'm going to go over to the calendar and ask them if I can turn this ticket, this extra ticket that I have, back in for a refund. And three or four of the guys came with me. And we all go up to the counter and we're like, hey, could we turn this ticket for a refund? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure, totally, man. I was like, oh, great. So we didn't, like, waste $5.50. And, cool. And so then I get my money, we all get our refunds, and then I go over to find the other half of our group, and they're, like, playing... Like, not basketball. It's like the arcade version of basketball,
mm-hmm.
where, like, you have the really long...
Yeah, the small hoop. And
the small hoop, yeah. And you're, like, just, like, trying to chuck balls into the hoop as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, you know, they're giving out refunds. Obama, man. Obama is making sure that, you know, we get the proper...
Standing up for the little
go-kart refunds that we need. You know, because everyone deserves at least one go-kart ride, whatever.
So because they were playing basketball.
Because they're playing basketball, I tell them, and they're like, oh, well, I get my ticket. They apparently, there's four of them in their group,
mm-hmm.
and the three of them gave their tickets to Sheridan, and Sheridan had saw to it to make sure that these get distributed out to other people already.
Okay.
And they were kind of...
He was on top of it.
He was like, Oh yeah, man. I tell Rashan, I say, hey, they'll actually give a refund for those tickets. I say, oh, okay, great. Hey, Sheridan, you still got my ticket? Oh, no, I gave it away. I made someone's day. I blessed someone with your ticket. I say, oh, Rashan's just like so thrilled.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
Right. Is that the end of the Strikes and Sparrows story?
And then after Strikes and Sparrows, and then we decided we didn't want to go bowling after that. So we gathered up our coats. Our coats were safe.
And at what time was it at this point?
Oh, I'd say probably 9. Oh, actually, no. I'd say 8:45.
Okay.
So then we go over to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat, and we have a great time-ish. Service was a little bit lacking in Mishawaka.
Not just in Mishawaka. Buffalo Wild Wings in Indiana.
Oh, my goodness.
At least in the two locations that I visit the most, which is Warsaw
and
Mishawaka.
Mishawaka.
Yeah, I've not been. I've been disappointed.
Yeah, and I've noticed that their wings aren't.
They're not as big as Wings Etc.
They're not as outrageous as I first remember. They're not
the flavor.
Well, I don't know what happened here, but actually, we waited quite a long time for our wings, and I guess there was a group of 8 of us. But yeah, it took quite a long time after we ordered, and the wings were lukewarm. And that also means like the sauce kind of dried a little bit, and it's not like. I wanted to be like wet with sauce.
What flavor did you get?
I get honey barbecue. I get 8 boneless wings total.
You get half, boneless?
Yeah.
That's a chicken nugget.
I love chicken nuggets, Ruben.
No. Layden, no wonder you don't enjoy it. Get a traditional wing.
Okay.
And get the Asian zing.
A wing with sweet. Asian zing.
It's sweet and spicy.
I'll try out Asian zing on boneless.
But boneless, I agree with you. No wonder it's not that good.
Ruben, I'm sorry, but I don't want the mess of hands. I don't want messy hands.
Can you deal with one messy hand?
No.
Because I agree. I want one hand for my phone and one for my food if it's going to get messy.
No, but both hands are going to get messy.
So
you use a fork, don't you?
This is why I use a fork.
A fork in one hand.
I've got a fork in one and messy.
Could
in the
you
other.
Just do a fork in each hand and then have both hands.
No,
clean.
Because you need one
grip.
You need one to.
What if they
grip
gave you
a
tongs, like a mini tongs?
It wouldn't be enough. It had to be like a vice grip. That would work.
You want a vice grip?
A
like
vice
a
grip
clamp.
And a fork, and then I can do it.
What if they gave you like a rubber glove for one hand?
That would kind of gross me out.
We call it in honor of Michael Jackson, just like one hand, because Michael Jackson always wore one white glove.
Yeah.
While he's performing,
it might work.
He was actually probably a pretty big, like a beast at eating Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. Well. Fried chicken. The website for the French press.
What about it, Ruben? Is there something different?
There is something different.
Did it get a lift?
Early
a facelift?
This week I had told you, hey, I'm starting to become more experienced in this different website software. It's I had been using Joomla.
Okay.
And know quite a bit about it. But I'm starting to use WordPress a little bit.
All right.
And WordPress is by far much, much more popular than Joomla. But most of the websites I'd built was on Joomla. And so now I'm starting to do a little bit with WordPress too because that is kind of popular.
Okay.
And so if you go to the website now, you'll notice it might look like it had a face. Well, you know, okay, if you're applying makeup.
Yeah.
What do? First? You wash your face to get all the old makeup off.
Right.
So that's the current state of the website.
So
all the old makeup is scrubbed off.
You're telling me that the only thing that has changed so far is you have erased all the work that you had done to it. And this, I guess, you know, in the name of improvements, I guess it's worth it.
It is
but it has
worth
to be
it.
Like really insane, Ruben, once you're done. Otherwise, I'm like, I'm not sure about this.
So all your feeds should still work. If they don't, the new official feed is FrenchPressPodcast.com/podcast. But even if you were using the old feed, which was like FrenchPressPodcast.com/subscribe or something else, those I think I have all the settings tweaked that those should work as well.
So what you're saying is the most important part of the website, the podcast is up.
We really don't even post anything else. We did some pictures here and there.
Ruben,
we want to start.
We've been through this before. It's important that we have an internet presence if we're going to have an internet podcast.
We have not been through this before.
We should have been through this before.
I want to make the website more interactive and have more value and pull.
Oh, okay. Pull as in, like, have polls on there? Or pull as in polling people in?
Metaphorical pulling people in.
Like, people are attracted to this and they can't help but come to the website.
I'd like to tell you about a website that I can't help but go back and visit.
Before we do that,
yeah.
Before you take me back to this website that you want to visit, I think that it would be good to ask the fans what they would like to see on the website.
It's not a terrible idea.
It's not
but
the best
the
idea.
The reason it's not
had.
The best idea is because there's probably not going to be enough valuable feedback.
Ruben, we value feedback, so any feedback is valuable.
If you do have feedback, you can tweet it out at us.
If you do have feedback.
Or Facebook, and it'd be interesting to hear. But I'm just...
counts, but it doesn't matter. Your voice.
I'm just not expecting a whole lot of input.
Okay.
And so anyway, this other website that I was telling you about.
What website were you telling me about, Ruben?
It is called... The URL is sucraman.com, and it is spelled S-U-C-A-R. I spelled that wrong. Let's start over. S-U-C-R-A-M-A-N. Sucraman. And it is someone that I know. I guess I'll just say it. It's called Marco's Musings is the title of the website.
It's a blog.
It's a blog. And it's filled with funny things from
Marco's,
my Uncle Marcus.
Your Uncle Marcus.
Yeah.
He's not my uncle.
No. My favorite post, my first post that I read, because I didn't know this was in existence.
Oh, my goodness.
I stumbled upon it on Facebook. It was called Don't Touch My Knob.
I read it.
What did you think?
And I was impressed with it.
It was,
some good content there.
Yeah. If you want to understand how the internet works, then start with this post.
Yeah, or at least how it works from your internet service provider's end.
Mm-hmm. Insight into, four-way internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all I've got, and I think we'll call it quits, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.